Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I wrote something about this, and I was kind of going, when I first read the interview, everybody, Peter Dinklage, he was in, everybody knows him most as Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones, right? And I read this interview with him first, and I was going to have it as a headline one of the days this week, but I ended up not because we were just so stacked with stuff. And he was on Mark Maron's podcast, and he Mark is an actor and he was scriptwriter and all this stuff. He was in Glow, which was an interesting series that literally was destroyed by wokery, like the cast. It was about stereotypes of women playing stereotypes in the 70s and early 80s, and they apparently, some of the cast members didn't get that concept, and they were like, why is it so stereotypical? Because you're a moron and you didn't realize that's what you were signing up for. Anyway, so Peter Dinklage was on talking to Mark Maron on his podcast, right? And he was asked about, it just came up, this Snow White and the Seven Dwarves live action remake, because Disney wants to ruin everything. And so this is what, we can't play, Dinklage drops F-bombs. He heavily salts his speech with F-bombs. So what he said was this, quote, literally no offense to anyone, but I was a little taken aback when they were very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White. You're still telling the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Take a step back and look at what you're doing there. It makes no sense to me. You're progressive in one way, and you're still making that burp backward story about seven dwarfs living in a cave together. What are you doing, man? End quote. So when I read this, because I don't, somebody's going to get mad no matter what I say. I don't look for offense in everything. And I always, especially when it's an actor that has never been political and seems to project an air of common sense and has said some kind of common sense things in the past. I read this quote and I was like, okay, yeah, I mean, that's, he's, because they cast the, and I made, we mentioned this actually in headlines yesterday. So I did get in it. They cast Rachel Zegler, the girl who played in, she was cast in the live action of West Side Story and the Spielberg's live action remake. And she was cast as Snow White. And I understand what he's saying because, you know, he's talking about, you know, they were very proud to, like, we cast the Latina actress as Snow White. They're so woke, but there's a line, they draw a line where their wokeism is, where that virtue signaling or their way of signaling wokeism, they have a line that they apparently draw, or they only go so far. You know, why not go all the way? Why not, you know, don't do it half-assed, you know, just why not go all the way? To me, that's what he was saying. He was actually remarking on the woke casting of Snow White. And then everybody was going at Dinklage yesterday because Disney, I thought this was very clever of Disney to do. Now, my opinion is that Disney spun this to make themselves look like the victims in a way, and that they were being criticized. Because now all the discussion is whether or not Dinklage was being woke, which I don't think he was. I can't believe we're talking about this. Please, sweet meteor of death, hit this planet. They spun this, and so now they said that they, I, this is an actual, this is the stupidest thing I've ever read. Quote, consulting with members of the dwarfism community, and they said that they're going to work to improve the story. Quote, to avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated film, we are taking a different approach with these seven characters and have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community. We look forward to sharing more as the film heads into production after a lengthy development period. End quote. Now, some people said, I just don't think that you understood that, Dana. I think that he was actually trying to slam it. This is what I think. I think Dinklage was slamming the woke casting, not because he disagreed with the casting, but because he disagreed with Disney's motivations and fake virtue signaling, while at the same time as saying, by the way, if you're going to criticize me, then you better say something about the seven dwarves. Like, he gave himself insurance. That's how I read this. Am I I mean, what do you think, Kane? Because everyone else is like, no, Dinklage is just woke. You missed it, Dana. I don't think I did.
No, I think it's pointing out the hypocrisy in all of it. Like, they've literally, we've seen it happen over the past couple of years. If they're not bending over backwards for China, they're bending over backwards for wokery.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, he's like really confused. You're still going to put dwarves in the seven dwarves thing when you've been nothing but woke the past couple of years?
Yeah.
Like, make it make sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. That's, and he's right. He's not actually, he's not saying that he's offended because there are dwarves in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. He's actually saying, yeah, what you just said, like, make this make sense. You'll do this, but not this. Like, where's your consistency with your wokeism? That's what he's saying. He's not saying that he's offended. So, oh my gosh, I had people like, I think that's wrong. Nobody agrees with me except you, Kane. Everyone else thinks that he should, yeah, he's a, hey, they hate him now and he was being woke. That's what people think. I don't think that though. I mean, I don't have any interest at all in defending anybody who practices wokery. In fact, I enjoy watching them crash and burn and just drown in the lava of their own mistake. I enjoy watching that. I'm not going to lie to you. But I don't think he said that. That's not, I don't think that he meant that. And I think that we got to like pump the brakes a little bit, you know? Not everybody's, to me, I thought he was being very clever. He went after their wokery, but then at the same time was like, I'm part of that community, so you can't get me. You can't come at me.
Do you see him now through the lens of the Game of Thrones, like his character on the Game of Thrones? Because kind of I do.
I kind of do, but I think that he's just a good actor and he's able to make every character his own.
Right.
I mean, he's a great actor. He has such a presence on the screen. He is a phenomenal actor.
There's no doubt about it. I just, after seeing Game of Thrones, now when I see these type of things, when he's out in the world putting these little messages out, I'm thinking of his character doing this.
Tyrion?
As opposed to him, Tyrion, because already, I really don't know him.
Tyrion already railed against cancel culture. He said when you cut out a man's tongue, you're just showing everyone you're scared of what he might say.
And I think that he aligns with some of those characteristics in that character.
I think there's a certain truth to that. But I also think that he's being common sense. I mean, he's a little, I don't know, what do you say? Like, they said dwarfism community. Do you say little person or dwarf? I don't know. Little person. I'm going with LP, okay? If you send me hate mail, I'm going to print it out and run it out with my old mini Segway. I will run over it back and forth and I'll put it on Instagram, so don't. That's literally what I got out of this. That he was, Steve, what do you think? Do you think that he was saying that he was offended over the dwarves, or was he saying, you know, if you're going to go woke, why not go all the way? I mean, it's stupid.
I mean, coming from his point of view, like, he does suffer from he was born with dwarfism is the official medical name of the, you know, his thing. So he has every right to have an opinion on casting. We talked about the old Bill Burr sketch when he talked about paraplegism. And it's the same deal. It's like, he's acting. So it's like, where do you draw the line? Pick one or the other. It's like, you can't just try to straddle both sides of the issue.
Yeah, I got the takeaway that he was just offended at Disney's virtue signaling. And by the way, like him having dwarfism, he is so good of an actor. Doesn't know, he's better than most of the, he steals this almost every scene that he's in because he's such a good actor. I don't know what else to say. I just think people need to pump their brakes on it, because I don't think that's what he was saying. He was not being woke. He was not, I don't believe that he was saying that he wanted Disney canceled because they were making Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. I think he was saying that, you know, if you think it's backwards to not try to diversify Snow White, then why are you still, then how is this not backwards? Right. That's what he was saying. And also, please note that most of the people who are commenting on this didn't even listen to Mark's podcast. I listened to that episode. I listened to his discussion, and he did not have that tone at all. Like, he was laughing about it. Right. And that was not the answer of somebody who was being woke. Everybody just read the quotes, and then they didn't even print his full quote. They only printed his stuff about the Seven Dwarves, and everybody's going off about that. We rail about media malpractice, but we have so many people on the right that buy into this crap, though. I mean, you can't rail against it if you believe the first headline you see. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
All right, so I have so many different headlines here that I, but good heavens. So, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention as to what's going on with San Francisco, but so they had this thing where they were doing open-air drug markets as a way to help drug-addicted homeless people. I don't know if you guys were, like, seeing some of this, but apparently it was a new linkage center. It was aimed at connecting homeless addicts with rehab facilities, except it's not working. They said the city's woke effort to connect the homeless to rehab isn't working because people are just shooting up, passing out, scattering their needles everywhere. And it's part of Mayor London Breed's Tenderloin Emergency Intervention Plan to address a Tenderloin district. Yeah, I know. You thought of meat. That's always my first thought, too, even though I know better with it. But yeah, they had journalists saying that they literally were witnessing drug deals and drug use at the site. And San Francisco never approved the creation of any kind of supervised consumption site, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Let the government watch you shoot drugs to help stop shooting up drugs. What? No, I don't think so. So Alec Baldwin and some of the Rust producers want the lawsuit over the fatal shooting because he killed a woman. They want it tossed out. Of course they do, because they don't want to have any kind of financial liability for it. They want the, this was 2 months after, the script supervisor, and we had Gloria Allred on the show to talk about this, Mimi Mitchell. They said that they wanted it thrown out because they keep trying to say that nothing about her allegations suggests that people knew, that any of us knew, that prop gun contained live ammunition. But that doesn't excuse your irresponsibility, especially for Alec Baldwin, who was the producer and run literally as the producer. Your job is to run the set. That's what your job. So they want it tossed out because they don't want to have any kind of financial liability for this. It's just, it's unbelievable, the lack of accountability. If he wasn't a celebrity, he would already be charged and he'd be in jail. Bars and gyms are bustling as Americans learn to live with coronavirus. Packed bars in San Francisco. Hot yoga sounds like hell. A lot of people are trying to get back to normal and realizing that this is an endemic virus. Elton John's forced to cancel his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour because he tested positive for coronavirus. I didn't know that you could have an emotional support ferret, but a man killed his roommate's emotional support ferrets. And I really think this guy, personally, my free speech opinion is that he should get the same treatment. I'm not even a ferret person, because aren't they weasels? Which is basically a long rat, isn't it? Yeah. It's like if a rat was like a Dachshund or something, like, you know, with long. Guys, guess what's going on in Washington, D.C.? Can I get some boots and pants music? Oh, boy. It's like Stephen waited his whole entire life for that question to come up. And now he's like, I am reporting for duty. And he's going to get some boots. I need it for this headline desperately, because this is the only way it's going to make, just going to make the story better. Let's get some boots and pants. I wish I would have thought of this earlier, but I love how excited Steve got over it. Washington, D.C. will now require nudie bars to be masked. Strippers, be masked. Club staff, you must be masked. Mask, 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 mask. Washington, D.C. strip clubs have been warned about employees not wearing masks. The city released its data on businesses that have violated the mayor's order and Really, this is not the typical boots and pants music I'm thinking of. What is the matter? He is such a millennial. So Archibald's, really? Yeah. It's called Archibald's, the good guy's restaurant. Oh, no, Archibald's, the good guy's restaurant, and then Camelot, three clubs. They were all warned because the staff wasn't wearing masks. Now, apparently, these are like strip clubs and nudie bars. So, oh my gosh, I am made of jokes. So, strippers have to wear masks in D.C.
Like as pasties?
I'm like, where? Where do they have to wear them?
I assume on their face.
Will
they have tassels?
I don't know. Do the masks have tassels? I don't know. How absurd. I don't care what you think about strip clubs or whatever. I just need you to appreciate the absurdity of this law, of this regulation. Now, if you're going to be naked, you got to wear a face mask. Still have to wear the face mask. I can't be stopped, Kane. I'm just going to go and assume that there's probably other areas that should be masked way before the facial orifices. Just going to say, you know, in the name of communicable diseases. I'm not making a universal statement, but everybody knows somebody. I'm just saying, you all know that person, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Logic. I just don't know what. I don't know, man. Oh, it's not about science. Now, Pfizer board members, they've been discussing this. One of them came out and said, yeah, I think it's time to end the mask and vaccine mandates.
Yeah.
About time.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get over the ridiculousness of that. Washington, D.C. headline. But this is the thing, because it's not about science anymore. Well, hey, I don't think it has been at all. Not at all. So have you seen what's been happening in Canada? Have you seen all of this stuff?
Truckers.
Yeah, the truckers are traveling across the country. They're protesting vaccine mandates. Is it officially called the Freedom Trucker Convoy? People, I've been like watching video of people everywhere, whether it's in Ottawa, everywhere, like that are celebrating them as they drive by. That's pretty cool. Winnipeg. They said traffic came to a halt yesterday after the nationwide convoy of truckers protesting the government's vaccine mandates arrived. I mean, as far as the eye can see, trucks. Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like that. They're literally drone shots. They had to do like the fast paced going up the road because there's so many of them. It's the trucker convoy or trucker freedom convoy. I've seen both. Pretty amazing. But they said that 500,000 people apparently are in Ottawa now because they are for protests. That's really cool because they're using the best way that they can to protest. This kind of just goes, and actually they think it, Toronto Sun said that the Freedom Convoy may actually be the world's longest convoy. And they've been near the U.S.-Canada border in Emerson, Manitoba. One awesome truck. It's a Scottish dude. Of course it is. He has a Let's Go Trudeau, basically, but not like that on the side of his truck. It's awesome. Here's the thing. What they've been saying is they're not anti-vax. They're anti-mandates. They said many of us are vaccinated. They just think that Canadians should be free to choose and not face discrimination. And then they released a statement saying the Canadian Trucking Alliance is a spineless private organization that does not speak for us. I love it. They said that they would never block emergency vehicles, and they're following, they're making sure that everything is, you know, they're checking in with each other, all that stuff. But they've had a bunch of U.S. trucks headed to Canada, too. Like, they've had tons from Florida and Texas and Ohio and Illinois. It's pretty awesome to see. But just goes to show you, it doesn't matter what field you're in. Everybody has a particular set of skills.
If you give power to the federal government, you never get it back. I'm Sarah Carter on the Lita Sarah Carter Show. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss his battles with the Biden administration over COVID funding and his fight to keep Washington from taking away the constitutional power of the states. I'll also address Biden's disastrous press conference and much more. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A drunken Florida man apparently was arrested after shoveling spaghetti into his mouth and yelling outside of the Olive Garden. Olive Garden, when you're here, you're here. A drunken Florida man was arrested because police said he was, quote, shoveling spaghetti in his mouth, Miami Herald, and yelling profanities at customers at the Olive Garden. This was on Sunday. They responded to a disturbance call. They found the man sitting on a bench outside, shirtless. He was allegedly asking people for money, yelling profanity, and just eating spaghetti with his bare hands. And they tried to talk to him, and his response was, quote, I could beat your A-double snakes. So that, and then he asked one of the workers if they had male or female sex organs. That also was the worker who placed the call to authorities, apparently. Oh, he was given a paper towel to wipe the spaghetti off of his face and apparently tried to eat it. So he was charged with resisting an officer without violence and released on $2,000 bond. Oh, man, somebody bonded him out. That's crazy. So what do you do if you're like a druggie and a drug dealer and you have a baby and you have fentanyl, but you also have a baby and you need places to put your fentanyl? Well, one Florida woman who was arrested last week and hit with a variety of charges, she kept a ton of fentanyl in her baby's crib. The Panama City Police announced on Thursday last week that Rebecca Turner was arrested on child abuse and drug possession charges. This is like one of the craziest stories I think I've. Wow. The authorities were tipped off about the woman after they were contacted by Florida Department of Children and Families about a child in their care who was potentially being abused. When they showed up, they got a warrant to search her home. They found a bag inside of the crib in the master bedroom that had empty formula cans that were filled with fentanyl, methamphetamine and fentanyl. Let me add that. There was tons of it. Tons. They said that with fentanyl, they found more than 34,000 lethal doses, 76 grams of meth, and a few other like prescription things and pot and all this stuff. So she's totally in jail, and they took the baby in protective services and I think found a family member. Oh my gosh. How far out of your mind are you, A, to do that, and then B, put it in your baby's crib?
I don't know.
All right. So a Florida man stole $33,000 in rare coins, cashed them in for a fraction of their value at one of the coin exchange machines.
Oh, no.
Oh, he did. In fact, he stole what they say are rare presidential coins. This is Palm Beach Sheriff's Office. They're valued at $1,000 each. Some of the coins, like altogether, it was like $350,000. So he sold some of them to a pawn shop, but the majority of them went through Coinstar. So like a $1,000 coin, he maybe got a dollar for. Oh my gosh.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.